Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. I am your host, Derek Grant, DG, whatever you want to call me, you know the deal. Privilege and honor to be with you again. We're going to talk about today about basically these stages that we go through of this journey. And I'm saying this because I'm actually going to do a larger series on this after this, but like these are just the preliminary stages, almost like the prerequisite, right? It's like before you take a certain math, you got to make sure that you've taken these courses first before you get into calculus. You got to take these prerequisites. So I'm just going to give you kind of the three stages that come before the seven stages of your spiritual transformation. I like to call these like your three stages of evolution. So I need to evolve before I can transform. So this is stage one. I'm going to just tell you this. Self-reflection. Everything. It is everything. Your ability to self-reflect is literally what makes you and what separates us from being. It separates human beings from other creatures is our ability to ask questions, our ability to basically reflect, look inward and say, what is it that I'm doing wrong? What do I need to do differently? That is what separated you from everyone else. And then you can see in our world right now in 2023, you can see those who are asking more questions about themselves versus those who are not. This is what we call the new earth, the 5D earth versus the 3D earth. But the first question, when I say question, there are specific questions that you can ask yourself. The first one is, who are you? What are you? By you asking that question, you are now attuning yourself to the answer that already exists. See, that's one thing we have to understand about the law of polarity. In order for there to be a question, an answer has to simultaneously exist at the same time. You see? So by you doing that and asking the question, you are now attuning yourself to the frequency so you'll be able to be able to see what the answer is. So now you're asking who you are, who you're not. Why are you here? What am I here to do? Did I come here to just be and just exist and just play on the black back burner and not step into my light? Asking yourself that. And then more importantly, ask yourself who you're not. Who are you not? I can tell you, you're not a mother. You're not a father. You're not your race. You're not your gender. You're not your occupation. You're not your financial status. You're not your sexual orientation. You're not your political party. You're not your weight. You are none of these things. These were the things that the ego falsely identified with because the ego needed to have a physical identity because you are a non-physical being in a physical world. But because we don't know the voice of the ego, we don't understand it. We don't get taught it in schools. We never get taught how to consciously live with your ego. The ego runs the show. So the analogy I like to use is imagine a car. Imagine your car. You got a car they make them now that are self-driving. I still don't trust them. Don't trust it. Imagine your car just going and driving by itself and you're sitting in the car. You're sitting in it. So if a car decides to go run off into a tree, you're going to be harmed too. You were the driver. You were the non-physical. You were the thing that was non-physical that was using this body. But then the body identified itself with all of these different things. The mind did as well. It's about you understanding what you are, but more importantly, what you're not. You're none of those things that I just named. None of them. So this is where the personal reality, the personality comes in. The ego. This is illusionary. This is what you identify as, but you are so much more than that. You are the awareness behind it. You are not your all these things. You're not your political affiliation. You're not. I know it's hard for a lot of mothers. I had to have a conversation with my wife. You do realize that you're so much more than that. Because God forbid, if the children weren't here, what would you be? You would have no kids to mother anymore. But you're so much more than that. This is what I'm trying to get you all to understand. But the ego wanted you to think you were only this and you were only that. And it holds on to it. It creates an attachment to it. So which eventually lays the grounds for our suffering. You are a spirit. Consciousness. Being. Essence. Whatever you refer to it as. This is what you are. If you meditate, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you don't meditate, you'll think I'm crazy. But if you're here listening to this podcast right now, you probably meditate. You have at least experienced what I'm telling you. And here's the thing that I'm doing. I'm speaking from the place of what we would call a mystic. I'm speaking from the place that it can only be experienced. And if you cannot comprehend what I'm saying, that's because you're trying to use intellect. You're trying to use knowledge. See, knowledge will fall short. Intellect will fall short of experience. So I can sit here and read all I want on how to do heart surgery, but something tells me standing over a body with the chest cavity opened up and seeing the blood and the heart pumping and being able to feel the energy of this body with this heart pumping is a little different than reading the words on a book. Do you see how this works? So what I'm saying to you, I'm only speaking from experience, and you will only hear me when you have experienced yourself. But what we've been, especially I can only speak from the Western perspective, we have been so taught to basically like to take what somebody else has told us, and then that's it. You see? And then that's it. So now I don't even go find out for myself. I don't even go look. I don't even waste my time. How many times do you tell somebody and they won't even like, I'm like, wow, you really believe? You really believe what I'm telling you right now? You won't go try and see and experience for yourself? Mama told me the stove was hot. She told me the stove was hot. She told me repeatedly, don't touch the stove. It's hot. Don't touch the stove. It's hot. Don't touch the stove. It's hot. I didn't believe her. Why didn't I believe her? Because I had not yet experienced it. There's a part of you that transcends space and time. The way to get to it was through meditation, was through being still, was through being quiet. When you did that, you would experience the experiencer. Good God Almighty, I'm about to get started. You would experience the observer would then observe the observer. This is another thing that separated us from other creatures, that we had the ability to turn the light that flashed its, that was shining on everything else. We had the ability to turn the light back in on itself. Good God Almighty. You see how this works. So by you being quiet, by you going what we call going inward, you will see that you were none of these things. I'd never forget the first time I had this transcendental experience of meditation. I was like, what the f-? I couldn't even explain. I couldn't articulate it, but I just knew without knowing that I'm not any of these things. So which then sent me on a journey to want to figure out, like, what is this? How do I get to the, like, what, like, how do I experience this while I'm awake? So when I'm speaking to you, if you don't understand, you've come to the right place of learning how to keep going on your journey inward so these things can make sense to you. Now, I told you these questions that we need to ask, but here's some important stuff, because this is the tactic of the ego to keep the cycle, to keep this thing going on. Your fears, your insecurities. Asking yourself, what are your fears? What are they? Truly. And writing them down. Write them down. Write all of them down. Your insecurities, everything. Write down everything that you're afraid of. These are the blockages that you're feeling. They're a direct result of your subconscious. This is what's holding you back, but you're not aware of them. So how can I fix something that I'm not aware of? I can't. Why do you think when you go to the doctor, they ask you a bunch of questions, they're poking and prodding and testing and charging you $15,000 for this MRI and this, because they're trying to figure out where the problem is. You can't fix nothing where the problem is. I probably use a bad analogy using our healthcare system, but that's a whole nother thing. It's about you asking to see where the issue is. Where is the energy? Where's what's not in alignment with me right now? Finding that. And now you can go ahead and start to fix it. But I realized, like, I couldn't fix anything. Here's what I started doing. This was before I even knew what awakening was. I didn't know what a spiritual, I didn't know none of that. I didn't know any of it. Something was leading me and guiding me to go out in the woods and just get a chair and sit out in the woods. And I would just sit out there And little did I know, on a couple different levels, the universe was having me basically come on back home. See, us as human beings, because we have this ability to think outside of our nature, we tend to get away from that which we truly are. So we understand that nature is what's natural. This is the real part of you. If you ever want to get yourself back right, all you need to do is go spend some time out in nature and let Mother Gaia attune you back to her frequency, because you were it. It was you. So when we look back and we look down on these people, we say the hippies were hugging trees. And they knew. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew. How did they know to do this? And this is where you see the banning of psychedelics and LSD and all that stuff. But my point of this is, they knew how powerful nature was. So I used to go out and sit out in nature and I would just ask questions. But more importantly, I would identify all these things that I was afraid of. And I would just work through them. I'm afraid of what people think about me. I'm afraid of what if I don't get validated? What if I'm not loved enough? I'm afraid of what if I don't get the approval of my father and my mother? And all of these things, I would just sit here and just go through them and bring awareness to them. And by bringing awareness to it, now I had the choice. I had the choice to do something about it. See, this is what a lot of people I'm learning is we don't take time to identify what our fears are, because the ego has created such fear of the fear that now we won't move towards the fear. And because I have a fear of it, now I can't make the choice to fix it. Because even though I may know, it's still up to me. I know there's something wrong with the toilet. I know the toilet's broke, but I have to make the choice whether to call the plumber. Do you see? This was what free will was. You had a choice on whether or not you made the decision to work on yourself or you made the decision to not. I'm here to tell you, either way, it's going to work out for you. But it's the choice that needs to be made, and only you can make it. But by you asking these questions, what's your fears? This is what's holding you back. I'm telling you, this is what is holding you back from being all that you can be. So which moves us to like stage two, which is understanding really what the mind is. What is the mind? Understanding what consciousness is. When you understand that consciousness is just another word for spirit. Spirit, if you have a religious mind, spirit may resonate with you more. If you have a scientific, spiritual mind, consciousness may resonate. If you don't have any identity, maybe being, maybe essence, maybe non-physical part of you. All it is awareness. That's it. It's awareness. It's non-local. It is omnipresent. It is omnipotent. It's omniscience. It's all of these things that you describe God as. That's what exactly what you are. Why do you think you're on a hunt to find God? God, it was just the letters. This is just three letters. Man created the word God, but man could not create God. Oh my goodness. Ain't nobody trying to hear me. Ain't nobody trying to. Man could not create God. Man only created the things to describe God. But in order to experience God, you would have to experience God. And when you experience God, you would know that there was no articulation for it. You couldn't articulate it. It was an experience. It was an experience. So why do you think every religion always had their mystics? Christians, we call them Gnostics. Nation of Islam, they call them Sufis. They call them Kabbalists in Judaism. These were the ones who had these experiences with their divinity that could not be articulated. But the reason why we even developed all these religions, because it knew inherently that it was the thing it was seeking, which is why we call it self-discovery. Self-discovery. Self was just another word for spirit, consciousness, being, essence, non-physical. So when you have self-discovery, you are finding the self. You are finding the spirit. If you go back to the creation story, right? This allegorical, metaphorical story of the creation. What happened? God created man created Adam out of dirt and blew his breath. Spirit. Spirit comes from the Latin word spirare. Spirare means breath. So this is what you are, which is why you were supposed to breathe, right? Right, right. So I'm getting off track. But my point of this is, you only seek through spirituality. You only seek through religion. You only seek through science to know this presence, this consciousness that's more than you, but you are it. You're it. It's literally like the drop of the ocean coming, getting disconnected from the ocean and being fascinated with this huge ocean. Nah, you forgot, bro. You are the ocean. You are the ocean in the form of this drop. You are the ocean in form of this drop. So understanding what you are, more importantly, what you're not, but then understanding how the mind and what consciousness actually is, and these higher faculties of your mind, imagination, dreaming of what can be. That's what this means. Dreaming of what you can be, albeit, quote unquote, good or bad. I can use my imagination on both ends. Intuition. This is your inner voice, your inner knowing, your inner teacher. Inner tuition. Intuition. Your inner teacher. Perception. This is the lens of how you view life. The lens of how you view life, and how you view life will determine how you experience. Willpower. Holding on to your thoughts regardless of any circumstances. Regardless of what's going on, this is how you have to be able to hold your thought. That's willpower. Memory. This is you just remembering, being able to go back in the past. Remember. Why do you think when scientists study, they realize that memory is stored in, people can have past memories of past lives. Why? Because memory is the faculty that was used for you to remember. Listen to the word. Re means to do over. Member, to conjoin, to join. It was already joined, but you forgot, so you had to do it over again, remembering. And lastly was reasoning. Reasoning is formulating a plan, problem solving. So these were the faculties of the mind, but you don't get, these are your tools. If you don't get taught these tools, how in the world can you build a house? How can you build a house if you don't know what a hammer's for? I don't know what a screwdriver's for. I'm over here trying to build a house using a hammer as something that it's not actually, that it's not. It won't work. Do you see? It's about you understanding how your tools were used. And people, the ancients knew. The ancients knew. They knew how important your mind was. They knew how important what it was, and which is why they even went to the lengths of writing a book and creating religions and creating all these things and speaking in metaphorical, allegorical phrases and sentences to talk about this thing called the mind. If you look at Solomon's Temple, just look at Solomon's Temple. Solomon's Temple. This is what housed God, right? What are the things on the side of your head called? Temples. Why? Because they knew. They knew that the mind of man was the mind of God inside of man. There's all just one thing. You are using God's imagination. You are using God's memory. If you want to refer to it as that, God, like that, but don't think that God is separate from you. God is not separate from you. This three-letter word is not a man who's up on a cloud. You see in the Sistine Chapel, touching Adam's finger. You are it. It is you. This is why we're on a hunt to figure out who we are, because once you figure out who you are, you will see that you were it. I swear to you on everything. I'll never forget when I was in the mirror probably about 3 years ago when this awakening was happening rapidly. And I heard this voice tell me, look, get to know you, get to know me. Get to know you and get to know me. What does that mean? Okay, yeah, yeah. I was still wearing my Christian hat. Like, okay, yeah, yeah, I'm going to find God. I'm going to read 1,500 scriptures today. I'm going to memorize them, and I'm going to get them tattooed on me if I have to. Like, and then I went through this awakening, this journey. And about a year and a half, 2 years later, I realized, I never forget. Get to know me, get to know you. They were the same thing. They were the same thing. It's like the hand. The hand is looking at the other hand. It's like, wow, look at you. And the other hand's like, wow, look at you. But little do they realize that they're both on the same body. They were both the body, both of them. This is essentially what we're doing. But so now the question is why? Because this is what it just wanted to do. It just wanted to learn more about itself, but it's doing it through you. And it can only do it by forgetting. Do you see? Do you understand how this works? But if we don't know how this thing works, if we don't understand how the mind works, people are like, oh, you're a mindset coach. People don't understand how spiritual your mind is. Your mind was literally what linked the spiritual part of you to the physical part of you. I swear to you, yesterday. So I'm sitting here playing video games with my son, right? Got a Nintendo. Love Nintendo. I'm like, I'm being a kid. I'm living from the inner child. I'm like, I'm just loving it. I remember when, for those of you who really know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to date myself, right? So I'm 40 years old. I guess I just told you my age. I didn't have to date myself. But I remember when I bought Super Mario 3, Super Mario Brothers 3 for the original Nintendo. And I went to this electronic gaming store before there was Best Buy, before there was GameStop. It was called Babbage's. I went to Babbage's and me and my brother had saved up our money and we put it together and we bought it. We bought Super Mario. I never forget the yellow cover. I was so, oh my goodness, you can feel it right now. I can just see it. I remember that feeling. So I'm sitting here with my son playing video games with him, playing Super Mario 3, right? Because they remade it. The only difference is now you can save it. So now like when he's about to die or he die, he'll save it. And then I'm like, oh, that's not how we used to do it. But anyway, I'm sitting here playing with it and I'm like, oh my goodness. They just copied the technology of how this universe works. So now I'm sitting here on the couch playing Super Mario and he jumps. And I say to my son, I go, do you think Super Mario thinks he's really doing this right now? And my son like looks at me because I got the controller. I'm just staring at the TV. I go, do you think Super Mario in this game knows that he's the one? Like, do you think he thinks he's jumping? And my son looks at me. I can see him in my periphery. He looks at me. He's like, I don't know. But I know why he looked at me. He looked at me because there was a part of him that was like, do I know? Do I know that I'm not the one who's actually, that there's something that we call a higher self, our spirit, our essence, the part of us that exists outside of space and time? That was playing this game in this matrix, this that we're in right now. And I was just the avatar. I was just Mario. He was Mario. But the only way, the thing that separated us from any other creature was we were able to play the game from outside the game, but yet be in the game. But it was done through the mind. It was done through the controller. This was the medium that linked us all. So I got this controller in my hand and I'm like, yo, this is literally our mind. But when I don't know how to use the sticks, I don't know how to use the controller. Now I'm stuck in the game. And this is what it means to be stuck in the matrix. This is what it means to be stuck in the matrix. This is the matrix. Somebody asked me the other day, what's the matrix? Oh, the matrix is just the game that you're in. And it presses buttons to keep you trapped in the game. This is why they shield your mind. This is why our kids, I tell my kids all the time, I give my kids the real. I'm teaching them how to be accountable. I don't have it all figured out. I don't think I do. I'm not high in mind. I don't have it all figured out, but I do. I am learning through my own journey. You got to be accountable. You have to be accountable for your thoughts and your emotions and stop letting other people regulate your life through your thoughts and your emotions, because that was the thing that determined what your life was and how you experienced it. It was going to be done on a mental plane. Can't nobody touch you. My son the other day said, yeah, but she's so annoying. She's making me mad. I said, boy, you gave your power away, didn't you? Look at you. Listen to you, what you're saying right now. You let somebody else come inside your house, inside of your mind, and now they're controlling your life. You're being unaccountable. You're not being response-able. You see? So why am I saying this? Your mind was everything. Understanding the conscious, the subconscious, these six faculties of your mind. This was stage two. And then stage three, the last thing which you had to do is understand. You had to understand energy and how energy worked and what energy was, and that you were living in an electromagnetic field, and that everything in the universe, your earth, the earth, our body, our thoughts, our emotions, etc., everything consisted of energy. There was nothing that was not energy. All energy vibrates. Like vibrations will attract like vibrations. All vibrations carry a frequency. So when you understand that your thoughts are a form of energy, people always ask me, how do I manifest? You want to know how to manifest? Consciously? Because you've been manifesting everything in your goddamn life. Excuse my French. Do not let these new age teachers think that their manifestation is something that's only on the positive end. You've been manifesting everything in your life. Why? Because we live in an electromagnetic energy field. and it is influenced through thought and intention and emotion. The electric is your thoughts. That's what goes out into the field, into this electromagnetic field. Your emotions, energy in motion, is magnetic, and this is electromagnetic. The electric goes out, you send out what you're thinking about. Magnetic is what you're feeling. So if you have a fear of not having enough money, that will be what you pull back to. You're not pulling back somebody robbing you necessarily, but you're pulling back the energies of whatever you're feeling. So if you want to learn how to create your life consciously, you had to first understand the science part of what electromagnetism is. This is electrodynamics. You had to understand how it works and that your thoughts manifest into reality when the thought is supercharged with the correlated parallel emotion in knowing it will happen. So that's what this easiest way to think about this is like, if I want the universe to play back to me Taylor Swift, okay, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear Taylor Swift. I can't name one Taylor Swift song, but if I could, I'd probably sing it. So it's probably best that I don't know a Taylor Swift song. But if I could sing a Taylor Swift song, I want the universe to sing to mirror that. That's what I want my life to look like. I first have to sing Taylor Swift. I first have to sing Taylor Swift, and the universe will give me the exact same song back, period. This is how energy works. It goes out and then it comes right back in. Whatever you put out, it comes back in equally. So if I put out gratitude and I'm thankful and love and oneness, it will come back to me. Period. It's not some new age woo-woo, I can't believe, oh wow, I manifested this. This goes on both ends. If I put out a bunch of BS, if I put out judgment, if I put out resentment, if I put out anger, that energy will then come back to me in another form. And exactly the way that same energy. Understand that the situation may be different. The situation may be different, but the energy will be the same. Understand that this is where it's all taking place, is it's your mind. Your thoughts dictate how you feel, and then your feelings dictate how you behave, and then how you behave create habits, and those habits essentially become actions which carry out our lives. So your life is literally just the physical manifestation of your thoughts, period. I'm sitting here sitting in a room right now, and I'm looking at all these physical things, and all they are frozen thoughts. That's all they are, literally. It's frozen thoughts. When you understand energy that you see, we can't see in this electromagnetic field. We only see 0.0035% of the entire spectrum, which is why you don't see radio waves. But we know radio waves are there, but you can't see them. They're there. So you understand that, like, everything that we see is just slowed down, crystallized, frozen light, also known as energy. This is why it was so important, because for you to have control over your thoughts, because all energy was governed by thoughts, period. All energy was governed by thoughts. This is why if you look at us, we're three-dimensional beings. We govern two-dimensional and one-dimensional beings, plants, animals, minerals, all of these lower things, because of our awareness, our consciousness at a higher clip, which is why spirit guides, angels, whatever you refer to as non-physical beings, they govern us. Why? Because their awareness, their consciousness is higher than ours. So the more you can go inward and figure out who you are and the higher state of awareness that you have, the more you will be able to manipulate your reality and manifest, bro. Does this make sense? So it's not some like new age thing of like, oh, wow. Like, it's you just understanding, one, how you work. That's it. If you can just do that, spend it for the rest of the year. Say, I'm going to make a commitment to better understand how I work. I'm going to make a commitment to better understand my life, why I am the way I am, my thoughts, my emotions. This is me because I'm a Sagittarius. So I'm a seeker of knowledge. I want to know why. But I've realized that this is really it. If you just figure out you'll figure out everything in this life as much as you can. You'll never have it all figured out. But life will become a lot smoother. You will be able to deal with the ups and the downs because they'll be irrelevant. You know that the downs are teaching you a little bit more about yourself, and the ups are teaching or affirming what you've learned. Do you see? So I guess the easiest way to say it is that you're this virtual reality that we're living in. It is a virtual reality. Where do you think they get the technology for, like creating this, the Oculus or whatever it's called, right? It's same technology. You're living in a virtual reality right now. Your higher self is literally just dreaming this whole thing. You see? So I think about this movie that, you guys seen The Matrix. I used to love The Matrix. When The Matrix came out, Matrix came out in 1999. I remember when it came out. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I loved it. Like that subway scene when Neo was like bending backwards, the bullets were coming towards him and all that. Like, I loved it. But what I did was I loved it for the physical part of it. I loved it for the three-dimensional because I wasn't at a state of awareness to be able to receive really what the message, the undertone was, right? The esoteric meaning. I was interpreting it from the exoteric meaning, which was cool. It was cool. But when I found out that there was an esoteric meaning behind it, I was on it. It was a whole nother level. So I say that because I went back and watched it here October of 2021. And I went back and watched it and I took notes. And I can't find my notes, but they were wow. Deep from this level of awareness that I'm at. And that was back 2 years ago, so it's obviously a little different now, but there was a scene in the movie that I didn't quite understand, but now I understood, right? And it was when Neo was basically going to go find out, he went to the Oracle. Morpheus, if you've never seen The Matrix, highly suggested, but Morpheus was the one basically saying, like, oh, there's the one. He's the one. He's the one. Neo. Neo's the one who's going to save humanity from the Matrix and all that's going on, right? Sound familiar? Okay. So Morpheus says, hey, you got to go talk to the Oracle because I really think you're the one. So he goes to the Oracle, and Oracle's going to want to be the one to say, yeah, like, yeah, he's the one. So he's waiting in the lobby, right? He's waiting in the lobby, and there's all these other kids with all these psychic abilities, which we all have, by the way, but these kids are tapped in, right? Just like the kids who are coming in our world right now. They're a little tapped in more than us adults. Anyway, he's sitting in the lobby with all these kids, and these kids are showing their psychic abilities. They're making things float. They're just stuff that we think is crazy, but we all, as human beings, have the ability to do this. But anyway, there's this little boy, and he has a spoon in his hand. And he's looking at the spoon, and the spoon is bending from side to side, right? The spoon is bending from side to side. And Neo's looking at it like, what? How is he doing this? What? You can see the confusion in his face because Neo doesn't yet know that he's the one, right? So little boy is looking at Neo, and Neo's like, how do you do this? So the little boy's like, here, you take the spoon. And Neo's like, what? I don't know if I can do this. And that's my best Keanu Reeves voice. But the little boy says, do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try and realize the truth. And Neo's like, what truth? That there is no spoon. Then you will see. It's not the spoon that bends. It is only yourself. Do you see? Do you see this? The little boy's bending this spoon, and he's telling him, the spoon is not what's bending. It is you. It's not the physical world. It's not the actual money. It's not the relationship. It's your inner world that you are experiencing from the inside out and projecting onto it. So when you realize that, you can manipulate the spoon. I can bend the spoon. I can change the situation. I can literally take this situation of what it is and alchemize it. I can take something that's bad and turn it into good. I can take that he left me and watch me come up out of the ashes. I can be I can go from being a caterpillar to blossom into being a butterfly. You have that ability, but it's you self-discovering. And I kept saying self-discovery, discover of the self. The self was another word for the spirit. That means that what you actually are was already there. Discover. When we discover dinosaur bones, that means those bones were already there. We dis. Dis means Latin for without. Cover. That means it was hidden. But in order for something to be hidden, that meant it was already there. So when you go on a hunt of self-discovery, discovery, you will start to unearth and find things about yourself that had always existed, that had always been there. And then you will see what I am talking about. You will see what I'm talking about. You will see what the ancients were trying to teach you. Know thyself. Know thyself. And I'll leave you with this. Once you understand this, more importantly, once you understand yourself, nobody, oh, it's coming to me right now, yes, nobody can tell you who you are and who you are not. You won't settle for what someone else thinks about you. You won't listen when they tell you you can't do something. You won't take offense when they don't believe in you. Because you will realize they will only believe in you to the level that they believe in themselves. But I didn't believe in myself enough back in the day, so I had to depend on what you thought about me. I had to be validated by you because I wasn't validating myself yet. Oof. So because I had not validated me and I did not believe in me, sorry, I only believed in me. I did not know myself yet. See how that works? Don't believe in yourself. Don't you believe in yourself? Do not believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you got work to do still. You needed to know yourself because when you believe something, that means you haven't quite experienced it yet. You all believe in Santa Claus. You believe in whoever you are following and worshiping, but you don't actually know. And when you know, when you know, can't nobody tell you anything. So when you know and have experienced the spirit, the self, the being, the essence, that which you actually are, the breath of God, when you experience that yourself through your self-discovery, you will now be playing the game from outside of the game, yet inside of the game. And this is when the game becomes fun. But until then, I continue to do all I can to help you along your journey to the pathway to your results.